Well, we've heard the national anthem here by Stephanie Linhart on Tuesday evening. Oh, it's a chilly Tuesday evening here at Brashear in Tiger Stadium. Girls are getting ready to take on the Atlanta Hornets. They take the field now. Starting for the Lady Tigers is Shayna Rusk will be playing third base. Kimberly Elsley will be playing shortstop. Haley Kelsey will be fielding second base. Andrea Rees is at first. Right field will be Carmen Wood. Center field is Jesse Hill. Left field is Amanda Mills. And the battery tonight, pitching for the Tigers is Christina Scudder. And catching will be Ashley Clarkson. So they're getting ready to go here. Christina's taking some warm-up pitches for the Atlanta Hornets. Batting first and playing third base is Tiffany Watson. Batting second, playing right field, is Brandy Carter. Batting third and playing first base is Megan Howe. Batting fourth, playing shortstop, is Stacy Sagasser. Batting fifth and pitching is Crystal Graham. Batting sixth and playing second base is Kay Wiggins. Batting seventh and playing left field is Amy Sagasser. Batting eighth and playing center is Amy Marsh. And catching and batting in the nine hole is Beth Voss. So we're ready to go here. Christina steps in and gets Watson to foul a pitch off. So 0-1. On the 0-2 pitch, or on the 0-1 pitch, he grounds out to third. Shayna Rusk is able to throw to first, and Andrea Rees hauls it in before Watson can get to first. So, Tigers get an early out as Carter steps in. Carter steps out, looks at some signs now. And she calls time, steps back in, kicks some dirt around, rubs the bat on the plate, and Scudder fires. A slow bunt attempt is fouled down the right field side. Strike one. Scudder doesn't mess around on the mound. She gets it in there pretty quickly. As soon as they're ready, she's ready. They're ready, she's ready. Ball one. 1-1 on Carter. Carter's awful far up in the box on Scudder. Scudder is a pretty quick pitcher, and Carter almost has her front foot out of the box, right up next to the chalk. Ball two. It's 2-2 now. She calls time, taps the plate, ready to go again. Scudder fires it in there. Strike three right down the middle. Umpire rings her up. She'll go sit down. Now up is Megan Howell, number 16. She's a lefty. She digs in. Takes strike one on the inside part of the plate. 0-1 to Howell. I think now Scudder's gotten ahead on every batter this inning. She hits it back to Kimberly Elsley. He fields it. Throws over, throws a little short into the dirt, but Howell was really racing down the line anyway. I don't know if Reeves had picked it. She would have been safe anyway, but it doesn't matter because Reeves was unable to catch it, so we had the Atlanta Hornets have a runner on first with two out as Sagasser comes up. Howell almost wanders too far off of first, but gets back in time before Reeves can tag her out from the Clarkson throw down. Sagasser grounds it up the line, and Scudder's able to field it, and Reeves had to come in because she might have had to field it. But Scudder picks it up, and Kelsey's doing her job from second, gets over and covers first base, and Scudder's able to toss it to her and get her out. So after the top half of the first inning, it's nothing to nothing. We'll see if the Lady Tigers can get some on the board here in the bottom half of the first inning. Well, Brashear gets ready now as Graham throws her last warm-up pitch. It appears the Tigers are going to send out Carmen Woods to bat first. Carmen, the last few games I saw, she's been really poking the ball around everywhere. We'll see if she can get things started here for the Lady Tigers. She steps in, twirls the bat. The ump wants to pause for a second. Still wanting to pause. I don't know what the hold up. But now he's ready. Okay, here we go. Graham toes the rubber, fires it in there. Ah, just a bit high. Woods takes for ball one. She's back in there ready to go now. Oh, she pulls it down the left field line. Foul just inside the fence. Good poke there by Woods. Got out in front of it just a tad. 1-1's account now. Yeah, she steps back in undeterred. Here we go. Graham gets ready, fires. Woods fouls it straight back. Just under it. The pitch was a little high. It was probably a ball, but she decided to swing anyway. Got to protect now. 1-2 count on her. Here we go. Graham fires. Wood shanks it down the line again. Nice play here by the third baseman, but she is going to be too slow to get it to first. As she kind of laid out for the ball there and was on the ground when she was trying to throw. Woods made it to first safely. So the leadoff hitter for the Tigers is on, and Elvie's going to try to drive her home. Graham looks ready. Elvie steps in, kicks some dirt. Pitch one. Elvie shows bunt, pulls back as Woods makes it into second safely. Common theme by the Tigers is to fake that bunt, pull it back to draw the infielders in to get to second. Whether that's a good philosophy or not, I don't know, but we like to use it. 0-1 count now on Elvie. She shows bunt again, and we pull back, and this time Woods is in safely, but only because the third baseman dropped the ball from the catcher. It was Carter. Carter couldn't hang on to the Voss throw, so she's safe now. Elsie pulls back a third time, but this time it's a ball. And I guess the last one was a ball just a bit high. So 2-1 now on Elsie. A good time to swing away here. Runner on third. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Elsie shows bunt. She puts it down the line. And it's going to be a great squeeze play here for the Tigers. As Woods crosses, Elsie crosses first about the same time. Safe on both the counts. So we're going to repeat the process maybe as Elsie's on first now. Nobody out. And Hill steps up to the plate. He'll get some signs now. Works towards the plate. Also, way up in the box. That's an indication she might bunt. She shows it. Pulls back. Takes strike. Elsie's a little slow to second, but she's in there safely. Now, runner on second, Elsie. And an 0-1 count here on Hill. Hill gets a sign again. Elsie looks like we might try the same thing to get her to third. Hill stays in the batting stance and fouls it down the third base line. 0-2 now on Hill. She's got to protect. Hill looks around at Williams, gets some signs. Definitely just trying to put it in play here. Chokes up on the bat just a tad. Takes ball high. Elsie gets a little far off second. We don't like that monkey business on the bases, especially when it's unnecessary. Got a 1-0 lead here. Some heavy hitters coming up. Let him drive him home. Here, Hill pokes it over to the shortstop. That's going to bring in Elsie. Elsie is going to score, but Hill will be held to a single. A nice hit there by Hill, though, right over the head of the shortstop. Sagasser has Scudder's up now. So, same situation now for Scudder. Runner on first, nobody out. And I'm going to venture to say Scudder's not going to mess around with this bunting attempt. I'm wrong. She's going to show bunt. Pulled back, took a strike as Hill slides in safely to second. That has been the ammo so far for the Tigers, is to show that first first pitch bunt, pull back, oftentimes taking a strike. Second pitch is the ball inside. And while that's happening, then the runner from first will advance to second. And it's okay, I guess, giving up a strike for 60 feet closer to home plate. But I don't know. Sometimes hitters need all three strikes. Oh, Scudder absolutely drives it down the left field side. This time just staying inside the fence again, foul. She was out in front just a hair. Another half second, and that thing is down the line for a home run, no doubt. But instead, a 1-2 count here on Scudder with Hill there on second. She's going to try to drive her in now. 1-2, Scudder pulls another one down the line, this time a little farther outside. It gets outside the field of play. 1-2. Graham delivers another one. Scudder pulls another one foul. This one might be a little farther foul than the last one, which was farther foul than the first one. Now we've successfully gotten rid of all our balls. I'm going to have to hold up here. Scudder doesn't appear bothered, though. I think we've got, well, we've got at least one in. Here we go. Graham gets ready, delivers another one. Scudder pulls another one foul, but this one wasn't as foul as some of the others have been. Well, if I'm Graham, I'm getting a little nervous at this point. Here we go. Delivers another one. Scudder is going to get this one in, and he's going to drop just before the infield meets the grass, and it's going to get Hill home. Scudder will be satisfied with a single. 3-0 Brashear, and nobody is out yet here in the bottom of the first. Scudder's on first as Kelsey is going to come up, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Kelsey show bunt here. First pitch and get Scudder to second. We'll see. Graham delivers. Kelsey is not showing bunt and takes the ball one. That would have been a good one to do it because it was a ball one instead of a strike. But maybe we think Kelsey can do it and get Scudder in from first. Kelsey hits one straight back and over the backstop, out of play. And we're out of balls again, but we get another one real quickly this time. Here we go. Kelsey takes some signs from Coach Williams, steps back in, kicks some dirt around, up towards the front of the box as Graham delivers. Hit on, straight up towards second base, and she drops it. And Scudder's in bad shape. She was in no man's land, couldn't decide what to do, and gets tagged out. So Kelsey will be on first with one out, and Reeves will be up to the plate. Reeves takes some signs here from Coach Williams. I'd venture to say the bunt thing's back on, but I could be wrong. We'll see. Reeves shows bunt. Graham pitches, pulls back, takes strike one. And this time, I don't know if Kelsey was sleeping or what, but she did not move. So the whole thing was for naught as Reeves took strike one and got absolutely nothing out of it. Here we go. We're going to step. I'd say that's a mental mistake there by Kelsey, as I'm sure she was supposed to be running second. Reeves steps back in, does again, except this time she lays it down. She's going to hustle at first. The throw is a little wide, but the second baseman gets there and gets to the base before Reeves does. Kelsey was on the move that time, got all the way to third. Now she's on third with two outs and Clarkson to the plate. We have a little helmet trouble here with Kelsey. She gets it. Well, Williams is trying to work on it here. I don't know, those face masks are kind of a bothersome deal. They can come unsnapped and stuff. We're seeing if we can get that redone, I believe. All right, she looks like she's ready to go. Clarkson isn't. She gets some signs. I bet the bunt squeeze play isn't on here. She steps in. I'm sure free to swing away. First pitch from Graham. High and outside, ball one. 1-0 here to Clarkson. And now Atlanta has another pitcher warming up in the bullpen as Clarkson takes a pitch inside. I believe they called it a ball. I'm not for sure. The umpire was kind of unclear on that. Sammy Halley is warming up for Atlanta. I don't know if they don't have any confidence in the pitcher now. She's only given up 3 runs. 2-0 now to Clarkson. Actually, I believe it's 3-0. I think our scoreboard operator has fallen asleep at this point. Clarkson takes a strike this time. I believe it's 3-1. Two outs. Bottom of the first, Tigers lead this 3-0. Graham toes rubber, fires high. Ball four. Clarkson will get first base and promptly head to second, I'm sure. Another popular softball move. Try to attract a throw. They don't. She makes it to second. Whatever works. We have second and third now. And Stephanie Linhart's going to walk in. She's a pure left-handed hitter. Great RBI opportunity here. Ball one high. As Hallie continues to work in the bullpen. Linhart works with a 1-0 count here. Graham toes the rubber. Gets set. Fires another one in there. This time, strike. Inside and high, but it was in the zone. 1-1 on Linhart here. She's going to hit it. I think it's going to stay in fair towards the left fielder, and the left fielder makes the catch. It was a nice poke there by Linhart, but not enough to deter the left fielder from catching it and making the final out of the inning. So after one, the Tigers lead it 3-0. Well, Scudder fires her last warm-up pitch as the pitcher, Crystal Graham, gets ready to bat. Number one steps in here. She's a right-handed batter. Scudder gets ready as Graham gets ready. Scudder fires. Strike one right down the middle. Nice pitch. Perhaps a little low right now, not right down the meat of the zone, but very hittable. She pitches the next one, and this one is fouled straight back. 0-2 count now on Graham. She widens her stance and chokes up. Swings and misses at the third pitch of the at-bat. She'll go sit down as Wiggins comes up. Wiggins steps in. Scudder gets ready, fires. This one's hit towards second base over Kelsey's head, and it'll be a clean base hit for Wiggins. So the Hornets have a girl on first with only one out here as number seven, Amy Sagasser, comes up. She steps in, swings, misses strike number one. Clarkson throws down to check the runner, but Reeves can't get her out before she gets back. This one's hit to Kelsey. Kelsey flips to Elsie. Elsie makes the catch, throws to first, but is not in time to get Sagasser. So, two out now. Sagasser on first for the Hornets as Marsh comes up for the Hornets. Marsh steps in. Scudder delivers. Low and inside, ball one. 1-0. Sagasser got a little too far off of first, but Clarkson was a little slow to react, and she got back in before Reeves could apply the tag again. Scudder steps back on the rubber, fires. This one's inside. It gets away from Clarkson. Clarkson's going to track it down, but not before Sagasser's able to advance to second. Runner on second. 2-0 count. Two out here. Top of the second inning. Tigers lead it 3-0. As Marsh steps in for the next pitch. This is outside again. Gets away from Clarkson. And Sagasser is able to advance to third. 3-0 count here on Marsh. I'm sure she's taken, and she takes a beaut right down the middle. 3-1 now. Next pitch is just high. That's ball four. They're going to throw immediately so she doesn't advance to second. That's probably a good idea. I like that philosophy because we do it. I bet they do it the next time, too, if they're paying attention. Now is Voss, the catcher for Atlanta. She's a left-handed batter, or so it appears, unless she's going to try a drag bunt. She takes a strike as Sagasser gets off with Marsh running to second. Sagasser gets off in case Weech decides to throw down there. And Clarkson's almost able to pick her off at third, but she slides back in safely. Next pitch to Voss is low and outside. 1-1 count on her. Next offering is grounded right back to Scudder. Scudder looks over to Reeves, tosses it to her, and that's your inning. After 1.5, it's 3-0 in favor of the Tigers. We'll see if they can add more to that here in the bottom half of the second inning. They have a meeting on the mound now as Graham through her final pitch as Russ gets ready to come in for the Lady Tigers. She digs in towards the upper part of the box. First pitch is low and inside, in the dirt, in fact. Ball one. Her second offering is on its way. She swings and foul tips this one, strike one. 1-1 here in the bottom half of the second inning. Nobody out, nobody on. Tigers lead it 3-0. This one is driven to third base. Third baseman scoops it up, throws to first, and gets Shayna Russ. She's pretty speedy. It was a nice play by the third baseman, Watson. That was a nice play there by Watson. So, She's out, but Woods is up. Woods got things started, and she hits it to shortstop this time. She fields it, throws it to first, but not in time as Woods beat it out. Nice play there by Carmen Woods. Elsie's up now. Elsie digs in, shows bunt. Woods gets ready, runs. Elsie pulls back and takes strike one. This one gets away from Sagasser at short, but the center fielder is there to corral it. So Elsie will be ready with an 0-1 count. Pitch delivered to Elsie, fouls it down the line. Third baseman Watson's able to stick her glove out and field it, but it was foul, so she'll step in with an 0-2 count this time. One out, runner on second, bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Elsie swings and misses, but it's dropped. She's going to run to first, and it's barely caught by the first baseman, Howe, but she did catch it. So there's two outs now with Woods on third and Hill up. Hill gets ready for the pitch from Graham. Graham delivers. Hill drives it down to the third baseline again. This time fielded by Watson, thrown over. Picked by Howe. Nice play there by the third base, first base combo. Quick enough to get Hill. Another speedy runner for the Tigers. So after two, it's still 3-0 in favor of the Tigers. Here we go. Scudder is warmed up, as is Watson. She's ready for the pitch. Scudder delivers right down the heart of the plate. Strike one to Watson. 0-1 count. Top half of the third inning here. Hornets find themselves down 3-0 as Lady Tigers pounced out to an early lead. Strike two is swung on and missed. Clarkson can't hang on, but it doesn't really matter with only two strikes on her. 0-2 count here on Watson. Fired and struck just before it got past her, foul ball down the third base side. Watson is a left-handed hitter. She calls time, steps out now ready. Scudder delivers. It's a little change-up pitch. Wasn't tantalizing enough to fool Watson. 1-2 count now. She delivers strike. This one's fouled back. So it'll remain 1-2 here. Watson steps in, and the umpire wasn't ready, and Scudder fired a pitch, but I think she was trying to hang on, and it came out awkward. It was going to be a ball anyway, so no pitch, probably didn't hurt us. Scudder steps back in, fires just outside, ball two, 2-2 now to Watson. Scudder delivers again. This one's hit towards third base. Russ calls for it, grabs it, and claims the first out for the Tigers here in the third inning. Watson will go sit down as Brandy Carter, right fielder for the Hornets, comes up to the plate. She again steps up towards the front of the box. Scudder delivers. She bunts it right back to Scudder. Scudder picks it up, fires it to first, and gets her out by plenty. That's two down for the Tigers. It's going to bring up the first baseman, Megan Howe. Howe is a left-handed hitter. She works her way towards the middle half of the box and takes strike one on the inside portion of the plate. 0-1 count with two outs here in the top of the third. She hits it right towards Elsie. Elsie tried to play it a little weird there. She tried to backhand it when I think if she'd been on her horse, she could have fielded it regularly. However, it scoots past her, and the left fielder and center fielder converge to stop the ball and get it in. It'll be a clean hit there by Howe, I imagine, depending on your score. Now, Sagasser comes up, takes ball one high, 1-0 on her with Howe on first. Sagasser takes strike one down the heart of the plate. Just a little low, but it was in the zone. 1-1 count on her. Scudder delivers. It's hit straight up and back out of play. 1-2 count now. We're going to try to get that ball back without interfering with the game, but we can't do it. It rolls into field of play. Now we get it off of there, and we're ready to go. Scudder gets ready. Clarkson puts her mask back on. Sagasser appears to be ready. Scudder toes the rubber, winds up, fires. Oh, and it's the changeup drop by Clarkson. They throw the first for the out, but it was unnecessary as Howe was on first anyway. So after three, it's 3-0 still in favor of the Tigers. Here we go, ready for the bottom half of the third inning. Scudder steps up, and she has ripped some down the left field line, but hasn't been able to keep any of them fair. We'll see what she can do this at bat. Graham delivers. Scudder, just like I called, puts it down the left field line. Foul again. Pulls it. This one was only 10 or 15 feet foul. Some of the others have been more like 30. Took the left fielder a good 10 minutes to run out and get it from the fence. A sure home run if she can keep it fair. She gets some signs, steps back in, and is ready for another offering from Graham. Graham delivers this one high. 1-1 now on Scudder. Graham toes rubber, gets ready again. Fires. Scudder rips it down the line. Well, foul this time. 1-2 count now on Scudder. She appears ready again, and Graham seems undeterred with all the foul balls. She delivers inside this time. 2-2 count on her. Graham gets ready again. Fires. Scudder this time is going to ground it foul. Same result, though. Still 2-2 now. Scudder steps back in, kicks some dirt around. Ready to go now. Graham fires. Scudder takes high and inside. Ball three. She's successfully worked a full count now. This one should be right down the zone. Graham winds up, delivers. Scudder! It was a meat pitch. All she could do was foul it off, and she always seems frustrated with herself there. A nice hanging pitch to drive. All she could do is ground it off towards third base. So, full count again. We'll repeat the process. Graham looks for towards the first baseman for advice. First baseman doesn't seem to have any, so she delivers. Scudder drives it this time, and it's going to get between the center fielder and the left fielder. However, they play it pretty well, and she's going to be held to a single. Some of the longest singles you'll ever see have been hit tonight. So, Scudder's our leadoff hitter for Brashear. She stands on first with Haley Kelsey coming to the plate for the Tigers. Kelsey seems like she wants to try a drag bunt here. Bats left-handed. She's at least going to show bunt. Here we go. Pitch is delivered. She shows bunt, doesn't get it down, and Scudder will remain on first. She stays in batting left-handed, so we'll repeat the process again. Here we go. She shows bunt again. This time offers at it. And 0-2 count now on her. Here we go. This time she turns around, got him back to her regular stance, and she grounds it towards third, picked up by the third baseman Watson, thrown over to first, and in time to get Kelsey, but she advances Scudder to second. So one out here for the Tigers in the bottom half of the third inning. Scudder on second, and Reeves will step up to the plate with a 3-0 lead. Reeves takes a couple of practice cuts, steps in now ready to go. Pitch from Graham on the way, high and outside, ball one. Reeves steps back in, kicks the dirt, ready to go. Graham gets set, delivers, inside to Reeves. Ball two. 2-0 now to Reeves. She digs back in towards the front of the box. Pitch delivered by Graham. This time it bounces in, and Scudder's able to make it to third. Heads up, base running there by Scudder. The ball did not really get away from the catcher. It stayed right in front of her, but she kind of lollygagged to get it, so Scudder advanced to third. Now we have runners on runner on third with Reeves up 3-0 count. She takes strike one. Oh, it was a beauty. I'm sure she was instructed to take, though. 3-1 count now on her. If this one's in there, she'll be free to swing away. Graham gets set, delivers. She does swing away, grounds it to third base, and it's going to get through. So Scudder reaches with a single and drives in. Scudder 4-0 now is the score. Only one out here. Runner on first, that would be Reeves, and Clarkson comes up for the Tigers. She takes a few signals. We'll see if we try the fake bunt pull back, run the second kind of move. We do not. She thinks about swinging, but decides not to. Probably a good decision. It's ball one. She shakes her head like she understands what she's supposed to do. Steps in. Takes ball two, high and inside. 2-0 count now on her. One out, Reeves is still on first. Here in the bottom half of the third inning, score is 4-0 in favor of Bashir. Pitch delivered, nice one here by Graham as Reeves slides in safe. The throw from Voss was not able to get there before Reeves, so Reeves is now on second. 2-1 count to Clarkson. Graham gets set, delivers, high. Ball three, 3-1 now to Clarkson. Reeves is working the path now at second. Clarkson calls time, steps in now towards the front of the box again. This one is inside. She'll walk to first. And we'll bring up Stephanie Linhart. Linhart had a good poke last time, but it was caught by the left fielder. We'll see what she can do this time. Only one out. Pitch delivered by Graham on the inside part of the plate, but it was a strike. Linhart took it. It's 0-1. Here we go. Pitch number two is high and inside. Ball one. Tigers are getting a little frisky on the bases. They're getting a little too far off. They could be checked off here. If Boss has a good arm, she could throw down to first or second and get Clarkson or Reeves, either one, but she just decides to throw back. Next pitch, meanwhile, was a strike. It's 1-2 now on Linhart. She'll need to protect here. The pitch is delivered. Linhart pokes it towards center field. The center fielder does make the catch. Linhart has been robbed now by both left and center field. Nice hits both times, but right at him, and they're able to make the play. Brings up Rusk with two out, runners on first and second. 4-0 lead for the Tigers here in the bottom half of the third inning. Here we go. Pitch delivered by Grimm's high and outside, ball one. 1-0 count now to Rusk. Here we go. Graham looks over to the sideline for some help, but she couldn't find any. She decides to make this one on her own. It's 1-1 on Rusk here. Rusk steps up towards the front of the box, drives this one right back up the middle. It'll score Reeves. Reeves is going to come around third. Oh, there's going to be a play at the plate, but she slides in safely. The throw down to third for Clarkson to be tagged out is wide. She's going to come on home. And Rusk is now standing at second with probably a single and some errors or maybe a double. Depends on the score. I'll give her a double. Runner on second, two outs as Woods, the leadoff batter for the Tigers, is on. 6-0 lead now for Bashir. Here we go. Woods digs in towards the middle of the plate, middle of the box. Gets set. Graham delivers. Woods hits it down the line, but foul. Got the bat out just a little too early on that one, did Carmen? She'll get ready to bat again. Graham gets ready now. Gets a sign. Steps on the rubber. Woods looks ready. Ball inside. Rusk gets way too far off the base, but's able to get back. She's still on second as Woods is ready to drive her in. This pitch is delivered low and inside. Rusk again gets about halfway to third before she trots back to second. 2-1 count now on Woods. Graham delivers. Woods pulls it down the line again. Foul. Just by about 5 feet, probably. She picks up her bat. Looks like she's ready to go again. 2-2 count. Two outs here in the bottom of the third with a 6-0 lead for Beshear. Next pitch delivered. Woods drives it back up the middle, and it's bobbled there by the second baseman. And Rusk is going to chug on home, and with the throw home, Woods is able to get to second. They're going to try for third. That's probably not a smart move, and she's thrown out. Yeah, definitely not a good move there by Woods trying to get to third. Second was plenty, but Tigers are able to put four more runs on the board. 7-0 lead now after three. Here we go. Scudder gets ready and delivers first pitch high and outside to Graham. Graham's a little farther back in the box than most, and she takes ball two high and outside as well. 2-0 now to Graham. Top half of the fourth inning. Scudder delivers again. This time low and inside. Scudder is struggling to find her mark here in the fourth inning. She gets behind 3-0 to Graham. Next pitch high. Walks her on four straight. So, for the first time tonight, Atlanta has their leadoff hitter on base in Graham. And it brings up number 15, Kay Wiggins. Wiggins squares to bunt, pulls it, foul. Graham was off with the pitch. But she'll have to go back, as will Wiggins, and we're going to try it again, this time with an 0-1 count. Scudder gets ready. Wiggins appears ready. Toes over, fires it high and inside. This time a check throw by Clarkson was thrown rather weakly, and Reeves wasn't expecting it. That combination allowed it to get away, but Kelsey corrals it, so no harm, no foul. 1-1 count now as Wiggins took a liking to it, swung and missed. 1-2 count now. Graham still on first. Scudder delivers, and it is drilled out towards center field, booted by Hill. Just makes it all the easier to get away. Hill does pick it up and throw it into Rusk, but not before Wiggins is able to get to second, and Graham's on third. Second and third, nobody out for Atlanta, and Amy Sagasser. Oh, they're really threatening now, the Hornets. Here we go. This one pops straight up towards center, towards right field. Haley Kelsey goes out and shags it down. One out now. Sagasser's out. Now up is Amy Marsh. Marsh thought about batting from the left side, decided to go from the right side. Steps in, takes strike one. Perhaps a tad high, but very hittable. 0-1 count on Marsh. Still second and third, only one out. She swings and misses at strike two, but had she pulled back, it would have been a ball. It was going into the dirt. 0-2 count now on Marsh. Takes perhaps a high strike, but it was called the ball. 1-2 now. Scudder gets back, toes rubber, fires. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Marshall goes set down, bringing up Voss, the catcher. She's a left-handed hitter. Second and third. Two out now. Voss takes strike one on the outside part of the plate. If Atlanta can't score here, it'll be a key defensive stand for Beshear, as the Hornets have had second and third with nobody out now. Scudder's second pitch to Voss is outside and low, ball one, 1-1 count. Next pitch is fouled back towards the left side. 1-2 count now on Voss. Scudder is just a strike away from getting out of this jam she found herself in. She appears ready. Clarkson puts her mask on. Voss steps in. We're ready to go. Scudder winds up, delivers. Hit right back to her. She'll field it, throw to first, and Voss is out. No harm that inning. Tigers get out of it. After three and a half, it's 7-0 in favor of the Tigers. Atlanta has a new pitcher warming up. It's going to be Sammy Halley for the Hornets. Is going to start pitching here in the bottom of the fourth inning. She is going to have to face a pretty tough Beshear lineup, as they've been showing tonight. all put the ball in play, I believe. It looks like Elsie will be up first for the Tigers. Hallie makes her final warm-up pitch. They huddle on the mound as Elsie comes up to the plate to start the bottom half of the fourth inning. Elsie steps in. Hallie appears ready. Hallie winds up. Her first pitch is high and outside. Ball one. Elsie appears satisfied to be taking balls, and she can get on base and maybe score. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Next pitch is a strike inside part of the plate. Elsie took it for strike one. 1-1 count on her. She steps in. Hallie gets set, winds up, delivers. Ball inside this time. Elsie tries to get out of the way and does so successfully. Hallie walks around the mound for a bit. 2-1 count now. She's ready. She steps on the rubber, gets ready, winds up, fires, and it is a ball inside. This is a borderline pitch. Probably could have been called a strike. Wasn't. We won't complain. It's 3-1 now on Elsie. Hallie delivers again. This one high. So Elsie will trot on down to first base, bringing up Jesse Hill. He'll get some signs. I bet we do some fake bunting here to move Elsie over. Hill steps in towards the middle half of the plate. She's going to show bunt, pull back. Elsie's going to be on her way to second and safe. So we got runners on second, and that's it. With a 1-0 count now on Hill, luckily it wasn't a strike, and Hill will be able to bat with three strikes remaining. She gets set. Hallie gets set. We're ready to go. She fires. Hills is stepping out of the box. It was a ball. It's nice to stay in the box. So 2-0 count. Hills ready. She steps back in. Hallie toes the mound. Gets ready. Gets set. Fires. Strike taken by Hill. Hill again taking a step back at her front foot. She's starting to step out with before the pitch is even delivered. It's tough to hit those outside pitches if your front foot's already backing out. We'll see if she can correct here. She's scooted up in the box. Hallie gets ready for the 2-1 pitch. It's high. Ball 3, 3-1 now on Hill. Unless it's perfect, I'm sure she'll be taking this pitch. She gets ready. Hallie gets ready. Fires the next pitch, and it's going to be right down the middle. Hill hits it right back to Hallie, and Hallie throws it out at first, but Elsie was able to advance to third, so we have Elsie on third with Scudder coming up. We'll see if we can get some big power here. Scudder gets set. Hallie gets set, delivers. Scudder is going to hit it first pitch in play, driven between the hole that third base and shortstop couldn't plug up. And scores Elsie. Now 8-0 Tiger lead. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Scudder on second. And Scudder on first. Kelsey up to the plate. Hallie delivers. Kelsey takes. And the pitch is really thrown right into the dirt. Came up, bounced off of the shin protector of the catcher and rolled away, so Scudder was able to advance to second. And it's ball one to Kelsey. 1-0 count here. Ball two inside. 2-0 now to Kelsey. 8-0 lead, bottom of the fourth. One out for the Tigers. Hallie gets set, delivers. Scudder takes strike one, Haley Kelsey takes strike one. Kelsey steps in. Scudder at second. Next pitch was way low and inside. Scudder is able to get all the way to third. Runner on third now. Only one out. Kelsey has the opportunity to drive her in. 3-1 count here on Kelsey. Haley messes around the rubber now, finally gets on it, gets ready, delivers. Kelsey takes a strike, perhaps a little inside, but it was borderline. Now full count on Kelsey. He has to protect. Haley gets ready. Delivers. It's fouled off by Kelsey. So we're going to repeat this one. Full count still on Kelsey. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Runner on third. Great RBI opportunity here for the Tigers. Haley gets ready, gets set, steps on the rubber. Kelsey appears ready up towards the front of the box. Pitch delivered by Haley. Inside, she'll walk to first base. We'll see if we test the defense. She's going to try to head towards second. They're going to run straight at her. Meanwhile, I don't know if they're going to be able to get her out, but Scudder made it all the way home. And Kelsey's safe because number 16, Howe, the first baseman, chased her all the way back to first and made the tag, but she lost the ball, and it squibbled all the way over to the fence. So not only is Kelsey safe at first, she starts running all the way to second, safe at second. So everything worked for the Tigers there. Scudder scored. Kelsey got to second. And Reeves is up with only one out and a runner in scoring position. She drives it down third base side. Third baseman picks it up, throws the first scoop by Howe. Nice play there by the third baseman to get Reeves. Two out. It advances Kelsey to third. And Clarkson is going to have a chance to get our 10th run of the evening. We'll see if she can get Kelsey to cross. Haley looks ready. She gets set, steps on the rubber, fires it in there, ball high and outside. Now he gets set again. This one's inside and low. The ball skips away. Kelsey's going to score without a play. So Tigers lead it 10-0. And Clarkson has a 2-0 count on her. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll see if we can get a little rally to score some more. Allie gets set. She's on the rubber. Delivers. It's a strike on the inside part of the plate. Taken by Clarkson. 2-1 count on her. But on the fourth, Tigers have advanced to a 10-0 lead here on the Hornets. Two out as Clarkson hits one right off the plate and fouled back. Gets behind the catcher. 2-2 count now on her. Clarkson takes a few words of wisdom, steps back into the plate, digs in. Howie gets ready, toes the rubber, winds up and delivers. And it almost hits Clarkson in the foot. She was getting ready to go on down first, but realized it was only the third ball. We have a full count now, two out. Bottom of the fourth, 10-run lead. And she's going to step in here, see what she can do. Clarkson's ready to go now. She twists her foot. Holly's ready to go when she gets on the mound here. There she goes, winds up, delivers. Ball way outside. Clarkson will trot on down to first base. Now bringing up Stephanie Linhart. Linhart poked the ball hard twice, once to left, once to center, both right at the fielders, and they both made the play. We'll see if Linhart can get a hit here and extend the rally. Linhart hits it straight back to the pitcher. This time Holly fields it, throws her out at first. So after four, the Tigers lead it 10-0. Scudder completes her final warm-up pitch here in the top half of the fifth inning, as number four, Tiffany Watson, leadoff hitter for the Hornets, steps up. Watson gets ready, gets set. Scudder gets ready, steps onto the rubber. Oh, the umpire is not set, though. I failed to see that he is clear down the first baseline. Now he gets ready. He's going to put his mask on, and we'll be ready to go. He gives her the sign. Scudder is ready now. Delivers. Strike. Outside half of the plate. But it'll work. Oh, one count now on Watson. This one hit back towards Elvy. Elvy feels it. Throws to first. In time for the out. One out now for the Tigers as number two hitter for the Atlanta Hornets, Brandy Carter, is going to step up. Oh, excuse me. This is Sammy Haley. She must have come in. They did a double switch. She'll bat in Carter's place now. She takes a big hack and a miss. Strike one. 0-1 to Halley. Scudder delivers off the changeup, fooled Halley by only probably 3 feet, and she missed that one badly. 0-2 count now. Scudder toes rubber, fires the next shot. It's another changeup, but this time it didn't fool her. And it'll be ball one. Halley steps in. This one's delivered right down the middle. Pops out of Clarkson's glove. Clarkson picks it up, tags her. That'll be two outs. And it's going to bring up Howell, first baseman for the Hornets. Two outs now. If the Tigers can close the deal and get this out, we'll go home with a 10-run shutout victory. Because after five, you can pull the 10-0 mercy rule. This one, though, to Howell is ball one, low. Next pitch is low and inside, 2-0. Scudder's a little wild here with this batter. Another one high, 3-0 to Howell. Howell gets set. Scudder gets set. She delivers. Strike down the outside part of the plate. Scudder gets set, delivers again. This one is fouled away. 3-2 now to Scudder. Two outs here in the top half of the fifth. 10-0's the score. With a strike here, the Lady Tigers can go home happy. Pitch is delivered. It's fouled towards the third baseman, Emily Rodrigue, who has replaced Ruskin. Rodrigue can't make the catch off the end of the glove. That'll be an error. Runner on first now. Hal is. As Sagasser comes up. And she's going to try to extend the inning. Scudder steps back on. Delivers the pitch. It's fouled away. Strike one. Scudder collects the ball. Steps on the rubber. Fires. It was a strike on the outside part of the plate. Clarkson picked it up and threw down to first, hoping to get Howell sleeping, but she didn't. But it's no two count here on Sagasser. Scudder winds up, delivers. Ball inside. 1-2 now to Sagasser. Scudder gets the ball, goes back towards the rubber. Steps on it now. Sagasser appears ready. Scudder appears ready. Fired. Ball low and outside. 2-2 now to Sagasser. Scudder gets ready. Pitch delivered. It's grounded towards first baseman Reeves. Reeves picks it up, steps on the base, and that is your ball game. Lady Tigers win it 10-0. Stay tuned for the boys' game between the Atlanta Hornets and Brashear. It should be another big game. Now I'm Tyler Killen, and I'll see you Friday night against Green City.